So in terms of looking at my experiences of transition, I'd say that I've sort of had two important transitions, one being from CAMHS to adult services and one being between different areas. So between my home team in Devon to where I moved to university at Cambridge. My experience of transition up to adult services was mixed in that initially my care coordinator at CAMHS met with one of the adult service employees, and we had a joint meeting where we discussed sort of my journey over the last few years and things that it would be helpful for the adult team to know. This was great because it's much easier, it felt much easier to sort of share my story with someone who knew it well and could prompt me if I'd forgotten important things or if I was feeling especially nervous, could help me sort of advocate for myself on my behalf. So that was great. But unfortunately, as soon as I turned 18, CAMHS could no longer work for me, and with there still being a significant wait for adult services, there was a good few months between services where I had sort of no input and no provision, and things deteriorated quite a lot as a result. So by the time that I actually met services, a lot of what we'd discussed, sort of the aims of what I wanted to get out of treatment, was no longer relevant because things had deteriorated very significantly. And then my other sort of experience of transition between areas is less positive. It's really, really difficult when young people move out of area because, for example, my Devon team no longer had funding to work with me whilst living in Cambridge, even though I'm only there for 8 weeks at a time. We have very short terms. I'm at home more of the year than I'm at university, but the services in my local area, due to significant wait times everywhere in the country, had no provision for me either. So again, things deteriorated quite significantly when trying to manage transitioning between areas. I'm lucky in that I took a couple of years out working before going to university, so I still had some continuity of provision from adult services. But for young people who go to university straight after, like straight after school, they might have only had like a couple of months of contact with their adult services before having to transfer, which is really, really difficult.